Welcome to the Happy Being Well podcast, where we talk about strategies and insights so you can live happy being well with your host, Rita Ferrugia. This podcast is presented by happybeingwell.com, your online store providing the best in all-natural wellness products, such as natural essential oils, all-natural bath products, all-natural facial masks, all-natural deodorants, irresistible leggings, crystals, including crystal home decor and kitchen items, herbal teas, natural sleep aids, and so much more natural wellness goodies at happybeingwell.com. Free shipping on any order within the USA at happybeingwell.com. Now enjoy the show.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. And I'm super excited for today's guest because I love skincare and talking about skincare and having healthy, glowing skin. I'm all about that. Of course, I love my skincare products and I do love to cook plant-based meals. So I'm actually really excited to dive deep into this conversation with Elisa Rossi, who has a large following on Instagram. She has hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram, and she wrote a recipe cookbook all about how to eat plant-based recipes that nourish your skin and make your skin look youthful and radiant. So Rossi brings an accessible approach to skincare and healthy eating, regardless of your age, gender, or budget. Her recipes are designed to help you build collagen, fight fine lines, diminish cystic acne, and reset gut health. The philosophy behind Happy Skin Kitchen is that food is a more powerful beauty tool than any other skincare product or treatment. Rossi believes that flawless, youthful skin starts in your own kitchen. Backed by the latest science-based research, Rossi delivers a collection of soulful soups, stews, fermented foods, bountiful breakfasts, satisfying salads, sweets, and snacks while discussing her own skincare journey, her top 15 skincare ingredients, her mind-body method, and much, much more. So, Elisa, welcome to the Happy Being Well podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. I'm super, super excited to talk about Happy Skin Kitchen. So, for me personally, I think most of us, when we cook, we have our certain, staple of foods that we always tend to make over and over again because we're creatures of habit. But it is important, I do try to, whenever I see something on Instagram, to get inspired to kind of incorporate more different foods, and cook different types of meals to get that variety, to kind of get more of those minerals and vitamins from different other sources of food. So can you talk to us about, let's start with your skincare journey and what led you to writing Happy Skin Kitchen and now focusing on food. I mean, your skin looks amazing, so obviously it's working.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long journey. So I started to have hormonal cystic acne when I was in my early 20s. So adult acne kind of came out of nowhere, really. I mean, now in insight, it was because I stopped a contraceptive pill and that really kind of threw my hormones completely off. And at the time, I didn't really have kind of the knowledge. This was almost 10 years ago. So there wasn't much talk at the time between the link, about the link between your diet and skin. Leave alone talking about hormonal health. It wasn't really a topic back in those days. So yeah, I mean, I just didn't really know what to do. I went back on the contraceptive pill for a while because that's what my dermatologist suggested, which obviously worked really well because it was kind of putting a plaster really over it. But then, once I stopped the pill again, then my skin started to break out all over. So I've literally went on a bit of a journey to find, you know, a sustainable long-term solution to keep my skin clear and to not have hormonal breakouts anymore. And that kind of took me down the road of learning about nutrition, about lifestyle, healthy eating, healthy living. Again, this was almost 10 years ago, so there wasn't as much talk about it as there is now. So yeah, it definitely took me a long time to really find a way that would, you know, make me feel happy and satiated and satisfied, but also kept my skin, you know, clear and happy as well. And that's when I kind of started to experiment with a plant-based diet or to kind of like eat more plants. I didn't really go plant-based, you know, from one day to the other. It was a very gradual transition. So I started to, you know, incorporate more fruit and vegetables and eliminate things like, you know, processed food or like, you know, sugary things. And that's when I really started to see some improvement in my skin. And then I kind of had a little bit like an holistic approach to it eventually, because it's not just about diet. It's also about, you know, your sleep quality, your stress levels, if you exercise or not. It's really about looking at your life as an overall and make sure that your diet and lifestyle supports your health and your skin at the same time. So that's how Happy Skin Kitchen kind of started, because I kind of learned how to cook from scratch. I wasn't really much of a cook before then. And I really started to enjoy making, you know, plant-based recipe. And I just wanted to share it with, you know, the world. And that's when I started my Instagram account.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. So when did your journey start? You know, how many years ago did you start cooking, you know, your journey to cooking plant-based foods and learning how to do it from scratch?
Yeah, it was probably over almost 10 years ago. As I said, it was a very gradual transition. So I didn't go cold turkey. Maybe it took me like, I don't know, a couple of years to truly transition to a full plant-based diet. I just really enjoyed the way I was eating. I really enjoyed the food I was making. And the more I was cooking plant-based, the more I really enjoyed it. And then, you know, at some point I was like, you know, might as well just go for it. And yeah, I just been enjoying it ever since, I guess. Obviously my you know, my cookbook and my philosophy is not about everything or nothing. You know, it can be very flexible, and it can, you know, suit different people and different lifestyle. I don't necessarily believe that you have to go fully plant-based to experience the benefits. I think, you know, we're all so different. And I know it sounds like a massive cliche, but, you know, what has worked for me might not work for someone else. It's more just about making sure that your diet is really rich in lots of, you know, plant-based food, which we all know now that are extremely good for us, not just for our skin, but for our overall health, longevity, energy level, digestion, all of it. So the more, you know, whole and refined plant food we eat, the better it is really for everything.
Yeah, I'm all about that. I love eating plant-based. For me, I love lentils and making bean dishes. I love making bean dishes and like experimenting. I mean, there's so many different ways to make lentils, so many different ways to make bean dishes. I love fish. I love cashews and blueberries and making different types of salads. I mean, there's just such, you know, an endless combination that you could play around with making different types of salads when incorporating different veggies. You know, I love sometimes I'll do like a bean and spinach and adding like bell peppers and tomatoes and onions and such to like a kind of like a bean, I guess kind of like a bean stew, I guess you could say. But I mean, you have like over 100 different plant-based recipes. And so for a person like me, it is important to expand, you know, what I can come up with in my mind. And because we're all so limited in our own, you know, from what we've seen or our own ideas, to kind of make it exciting and fresh and, you know, incorporating different flavors into our palate instead of constantly doing the same thing over and over and over again. So can you talk to us about, you know, your top 15 skincare ingredients when it comes to, you know, in focusing on the food that we prepare?
Yeah. I mean, the plant kingdom is, you know, abundant with foods that are good for your skin and for your health. Like, you just cannot go wrong with it, really. But there are some particularly, you know, plant-based food which they pack an extra punch when it comes to skin nutrition. So just to mention maybe like 3 or 4 of my favorites, which I try to eat on a either daily or weekly basis. So the first one, it's probably kale. I know it might sound like a bit of a cliche, but kale is truly one of the most nutrient-dense vegetables you can eat. It's extremely rich in vitamin A, E, and C. Just to mention a few, vitamin A is great to boost your cell turnover, and you have vitamin A-based skincare products.
Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying this fantastic episode with Elisa Rossi talking about her amazing plant-based cookbook, Happy Skin Kitchen, to inspire you all to eat so that you can look younger, erase fine lines, and boost your collagen. I wanted to share an announcement that, you know, a part of living happy, being well, yes, is cooking healthy meals in your kitchen for your overall health and well-being. So we do provide kitchen supplies on happybeingwell.com. You can get crystal serving platters, crystal coasters, there's agate serving plates, there is rose quartz cup coasters, there is, you know, other tools such as a garlic grater and, you know, kitchen brushes, and also a really, really cool, one of my favorites is, aside from the crystal coasters and the crystal serving trays, is I love herbal teas. So there are a herbal tea diffuser with a crystal dangling as a holder as well, and teapots. You can get at happybeingwell.com. So all orders are free shipping in within the USA. Subscribe to Happy Being Well's email newsletter for 10% off your first order. So enjoy the rest of the episode of learning about how to eat healthy meals that make your skin more youthful and glowing.
Everywhere. They are very popular. You know, the most famous one, I guess, is retinol, which is a form of vitamin A. Vitamin C is good to support collagen production and is so loaded with antioxidants. So kale, it's a great one to have. Here in the UK, it's very affordable because it grows all year round. So it's a really good one to incorporate into your diet. And then we have things like sweet potatoes, for example, which they're really rich in beta-carotene. Beta-carotene then get transformed in the body vitamin A. Again, a great one to really speed up your cell turnover for that kind of like glowy skin. They're also a great source of complex carbohydrates, so they keep you fuller for longer. And then I also really love walnuts, for example, which they're slightly less, a little bit underrated compared to other nuts like almonds or cashews. But walnuts are actually a great source of omega-3. Omega-3 are so important to, you know, hydrate your skin from the inside out, lower inflammation as well. So if you find yourself having like flaky or dry skin, good level of omega-3 are really important for that. And then things like berries, for example, you know, berries are probably one of the highest content of antioxidants. Antioxidants are kind of like these superheroes, and they basically fight oxidative stress, which it happens naturally, but it can also be accentuated by like things like pollution, stress, excessive sun exposure. So getting lots of antioxidants into our diet is so, so beneficial, not just for our skin, but for our overall health as well. And then maybe I would finish it off with things like broccoli, for example. Broccoli, again, very rich in vitamin C, which supports collagen production. Broccoli is also part of the cruciferous vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables are really important for so many things, but they also help to regulate our hormones, for example. So they help to get rid of excess estrogen in the body. So if you're suffering from hormonal acne, for example, eating regularly cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, cauliflower, it's very, very beneficial. Uh-huh. But there are so many more. Just a few of them, yeah.
Yeah. Good to know. I didn't know that. Is it broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts also help regulate, you know, or help our hormones levels? I didn't know that. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. And a lot of people these days are, you know, there's a lot of talk about gut health. And I mean, for good reason. I mean, a lot of people are exposed to, or you're just so used to eating unhealthy foods that, you know, impact gut health, right? And other factors. Yeah. So what are some of the foods to help with gut health?
So one of the easiest thing you can do to support your gut health is to eat food which are rich in fiber. And fiber is only found in plant-based foods. Animal products don't have fiber. So any kind of plant-based food, I mean whole. So no process. So, you know, your fruit, your vegetables, your nuts and seeds, your spices, your herbs, all of that. Because they're all rich in fiber, and fiber is our gut microbiome favorite food. So you can just simply start with that. And then if you kind of want to take it up a notch, fermented food are one of the best things we can eat. There is a chapter in my cookbook about fermented food where I share some very easy recipe for like sauerkraut, kimchi, which they're super easy to make at home. They're very, very cheap, and they're a great source of probiotics. So probiotics is basically what helps our gut microbiome to really be on top form, basically. You can buy probiotics over the counter, obviously, but you can also make probiotics at home by eating fermented food. It's very, very affordable, much cheaper than buy, you know, probiotics in a capsule. And you also get so many more strains of probiotics when you eat sauerkraut, for example. So it's really a win-win thing, because they're much cheaper, you get much more benefits, and you also get the fiber from it, obviously. And most of the recipe, you only need, you know, cabbage or carrots and salt, and then you let the fermentation process do the magic for you. So yeah, these two things are probably two of the best things you can do for your gut health. And they're very easy and affordable. You don't have to buy any fancy supplements or anything like that. Just start with that, and that would be an amazing thing you can do straight away.
I love that. I didn't know. Yeah, so cabbage has probiotics. That's awesome. I didn't know that. I knew it was... makes sense, because I always knew cabbage did help with your digestion. So that totally...
fermented cabbage.
Oh, fermented cabbage.
Yeah. So once you sauerkraut or krauts, they're usually made with cabbage. That's kind of one of the most traditional recipes. So once you kind of like make your kraut and just let it ferment, that's when the probiotics starts to naturally appear.
Ah, cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. And I do have your book opened on my computer, so I can do a little screenshot to kind of showcase some of the fabulous recipes that you make and you showcase in your book. So I'm just going to share the screen, and people who are on Spotify video version can see it. So let me just quickly share the screen. Oops. Share the screen, click share. How many? So here is a strawberry and cream and apple and ginger. It looks like a drink. Is it a drink or is it?
No, it's a Bircher muesli.
It's a what?
It's a Bircher muesli, like overnight oats.
Okay, so it's like a breakfast.
Yes, correct. It's a breakfast recipe. Yeah.
Cool. They look awesome. And so I'm just showcasing some of her, her recipes look delicious. And it's got the, for the strawberry and cream, it's got coconut milk, vanilla, bean. Ooh, I can't really see that. Let me zoom in a little bit. Oop. Zoom out. Coconut yogurt, strawberries, rolled oats, and chia seeds. So, and, you know, and I'll just show a few more pictures of some of her delicious recipes. That also looks like a breakfast. Yeah, it's Portridge.
Yeah.
Made in two ways. It looks delish. It's got, let me see here, some of the recipes, or sorry, some of the ingredients. It is buckwheat, groats, soaked overnight, coconut milk, dates, pitted, chopped into small pieces, vanilla bean paste, raw cacao powder, coconut sugar, core removed and cut into slices, ground cinnamon, and then serve with chopped pistachios and hemp seeds. So I'm not going to go, I just wanted to showcase just literally like maybe like one or two. She's got, I mean, it's like 300, over 300 pages. I mean, she's got over 100 plant-based recipes that look absolutely delish. I'm just showing some of the breakfast items that you guys can make at home. And I think that looks like a dessert. I'm looking, yeah, it looks like a dessert that I'm looking at right now. A baked.
It's a baked oats.
Okay. Baked double chocolate, raspberry, and hazelnut oats. And it looks absolutely delicious. So you can just see by looking at these recipes, ooh, delicious pancakes. You know, I can see why she has hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers. So I would encourage everybody to buy the book, especially if you are a skincare junkie like me. Let me just stop sharing the screen for a second, or maybe I'll just showcase maybe like one or two pictures. There's beautiful Elisa sharing a salad bowl, picture of a salad bowl. And another salad. Oh, that salad looks delicious. I might make some of this stuff tonight. All right, I'm going to stop sharing. So I'm going to stop sharing the... All right, so yeah, so you have a fabulous book. Congratulations on your book. And so it's Happy Skin Kitchen, guys. You can purchase it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's published by HarperCollins. So it's available, you know, online and offline in any bookstore. And Elisa, do you have a website you like to share? Is it, are you also offering the purchase of the book on your website as well? Or is it just strictly on online retailers and offline retailers?
It's online and offline retailers, not on my website. You can find me on Instagram at Happy Skin Kitchen. That's probably the easiest way for people to find me, where I share regular recipes. So yeah, just Happy Skin Kitchen is an easy one.
Okay, cool. And also follow her on Instagram. She's got an excellent Instagram page. Her handle is Happy Skin Kitchen, where she kind of shares some of her recipes there as well. And the book does look amazing. Who doesn't want a book filled with pictures right at your hand where you can flip through and get inspired and make new plant-based recipes to make your skin, you know, youthful looking and boost your collagen and erase those fine lines. So thank you so much. Is there anything you wanted to add before we wrap up?
No, really. I think, you know, you asked all the right questions. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Elisa, for, you know, sharing your insights about the book. I've been inspired. I'm going to probably make some of those delicious recipes this week for sure. Thank you so much. And guys, if you are my first-time listener, subscribe to the Happy Being Well podcast so you don't miss another upcoming episode. And remember, live happy, being well. Until next time.
If you learned something new or were inspired to live happy, being well, please be sure to subscribe to the Happy Being Well podcast so you don't miss an upcoming episode. Also, please feel free to leave a 5-star review, including what you learned or what inspired you in today's episode. This podcast is presented by happybeingwell.com, your online store for natural wellness products, so you can live happy being well. Order your next all-natural essential oil, all-natural face mask, all-natural bath soap, all-natural deodorant, herbal tea, crystals including crystal home decor and kitchen items, irresistible leggings, and much more at happybeingwell.com. Free shipping on all orders within the USA.